Others across the state have noticed a rise in your electricity bill in recent months. You might be wondering what the overall cause of the rise is, and so are many others, including those who today are appearing before the Senate committee, chaired by Matt Thistlethwaite from the ALP, who was examining electricity prices. Now, the first public hearing into pricing is being held in Sydney, with speakers including representatives of government departments, energy retailers, Australian Industry Group and environmentalists. And we've also talked to Associate Professor Ian McGill from the Centre for Energy and Environmental Markets at the University of New South Wales, who was on a panel discussion today about pricing, and he joins me this afternoon. Professor, thank you for your time.
Welcome, John, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. And, of course, this is quite a wide-ranging inquiry. You actually didn't submit a paper on this. You were part of a panel discussion discussing the overall principles of pricing. What did you arrive at today, or what were some of the comments?
Look, I only managed to catch part of the morning, but it looked like it was an interesting morning and probably fiery in parts and obviously a great deal of media interest in what's going on there. The inquiry itself has had very wide political consensus, so basically all the parties and the independents are on board for its importance. And the reason, as you said, is, of course, that people's electricity bills pretty much around Australia, and let's say particularly in some states, such as New South Wales, have seen incredibly significant price rises. And one question, of course, is why? Mm. And the next question is, what can we do about it?
Well, let's go to the first question first, which is why? In your view, there might be a number of driving issues, not one particular one, I'd imagine.
Look, that's exactly it. It's a complicated set of issues that end up with the electricity tariff that you see on your bill. But some of the key things have been, there's certainly there's price increases associated with some of the environmentally oriented policies and measures like renewable energy target and other support for renewables.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably a little more money going into retailer margins, but the really big key driver of electricity price increases has been network expenditure. Now, that's the businesses that string out the wires.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly what we're seeing is they're spending a lot of money sort of upgrading old assets, but they're also spending a lot of money building new assets and augmenting the network for increased peak demand. And that's been the big driver of pushing up our home electricity prices.
Well, there's two aspects to that, isn't it? One is to cater for peak demand, and fair play if they're building that into the system. But as I understand it, they're also building beyond peak demand because the return on their investment, it drives how much they get back from their investment. So in other words, the more they spend, the more they'll get back.
Yeah, look, it's one of these issues. We have sort of, you know, a competitive set of arrangements with our national electricity market, which has been running for a decade. That's mm-hmm. where your old vertically integrated utilities, the Electricity Commission in New South Wales, with sort of the market arrangements have replaced that. But for networks, you know, the view, of course, has been you don't really want multiple sets of wires running around the countryside. So it's a monopoly business, and that means it has to be a closely regulated business. And unfortunately, the regulatory arrangements that these businesses are operating under, as you say, do encourage expenditure because it then does go into the returns that these organisations earn. And this is a real challenge for us because peak demand certainly has been growing. It's by no means the only story here. But increasingly, and this perhaps comes to the second question, is the sorts of things we can do about peak demand. There's more options than just building more wires.
Mm-hmm.
And so a key part of this inquiry is focusing on that question as well, which is, okay, what are the alternatives? Do we have them? And if we do have them, why aren't we doing them? And what needs to be done? And that's a really important part of work for this inquiry is what are the opportunities for doing things such as energy efficiency
mm-hmm.
and peak demand management by consumers to actually avoid this network expenditure.
But metering is one aspect that we're talking about here, but that's not necessarily an efficient way, is it, for many households?
Now, by metering, you're referring to the idea of sort of more detailed time of use metering.
That's
and so
it, yep.
Yeah, sure. Look, it's metering's an important part of it, but it doesn't answer the question
no.
in itself to give someone a fancy meter. The question is, what does it enable and what does, you know, it incentivise? And there's a lot of work to be done there. Now, part of the discussion we hear about, of course, is more complex and, let's say, cost-reflective tariff arrangements. So we
Mm-hmm.
want to get you from a flat tariff and move you to a time of use. But certainly the work we've been doing in over a decade in this sort of area of, end user engagement in the electricity industry says, look, the challenge goes way beyond that. There's a whole lot of issues, the sorts of equipment that we have, the way that our houses sort of, require more or less energy
Yeah.
according to how they're designed. So going just beyond this idea of, oh, how should we change the metering and the prices, is this bigger picture of how do we engage the demand side so that they can basically save us all money.
True, but are our demands going to increase? We have more electricity demanding goods in our house. We have air conditioners in more and more homes. We have a whole range of any energy demanding devices. It's still tampering around the edges a little, isn't it?
Well, look, it's a complicated story, that one, John, because what we've actually seen has been household energy consumption in some jurisdictions, some states, certainly some of the businesses report that household consumption has actually been falling a little. And there's a range of reasons for that. Part of it might be the higher electricity prices everyone's seeing.
Yep.
But a big part of it might be the energy efficiency measures that we have now with the buildings rating scheme and with more energy efficient appliances. So there are actually, in some ways, some pretty promising signs that households are making progress on reducing their consumption and therefore their bills.
Professor Ian McGill is my guest this afternoon from the Centre for Energy and Environmental Markets at the University of New South Wales. He's also attending the Senate hearing, which is looking at the range of electricity use. And I would like to get to the second part of that question is overall, what can, not necessarily the companies or the regulators do about it, but what can the consumers do about it? In other words, is there a silver lining somewhere that suggests that prices aren't going to continue to increase the way we're seeing them increase?
Well, look, certainly there's, a range of reasons why we should see price increases to start falling. And that is some of the renewable energy support we've had, such as feed-in tariffs in New South Wales. That level of support is winding down. And so that won't be the driver of price increases that it's been. And I think we're also seeing that network expenditure, there's great opportunities to reduce that amount of additional expenditure. Now, for your household, your bill, of course, is the electricity price times how much you use. And many households have fairly straightforward opportunities to reduce their energy consumption and therefore their bills. Not saying it goes all the way to offsetting these price increases, but it can go some of the way. Part of the challenge, of course, is we have to think beyond just, well, households can respond to these higher prices. Because we've got network businesses which are, government regulated businesses, and because a lot of energy efficiency, it's a complicated story. Many households, I always think of the example of my mother. She'd like to act and improve energy efficiency, but her understanding of the opportunities and options and what it's worth to her and who she gets help from, that's the stuff our national electricity market doesn't do very well at the moment, which is actually helping households, respond.
Even simple understandings may go some way to reducing bills, for particularly for people who, as you say, maybe not necessarily clear, but on what they need to do. But anyway, that will give households some relief would be welcome, and some businesses.
Look, it's certainly a business story as well, and there's enormous opportunities for a whole range of energy users to reduce their energy consumption. And, it's really important that we help them do this because electricity prices have gone up for reasons, and we shouldn't be assuming they're going to start coming back down. Our electricity industry faces enormous challenges, and increased electricity prices is part of it. But, part of that is just reflecting the fact that we need to really transition our electricity industry for, to address climate change.
Yeah, which is a whole nother chapter, which we will not have time to address today. Ian McGill, I do appreciate your time for joining us this afternoon. Thank you very much, and look forward to hearing more from the outcome of that hearing.
Look, they're on a whirlwind tour of the country, and they're reporting to the Council of Australian Governments in November. So Yeah, they're moving fast, and they'll need to be working fast on this.
Oh, I look forward to catching up when they release it, and we get some comment from you at that stage too.
Very happy to do so, John.
Look
Thank
forward
you.
To it. Thank you very much for your time. Associate Professor Ian McGill there from the Centre for Energy and Environmental Markets at the University of New South Wales.